of the toxicity.
Now, I indicated that man's use of lead has been as a tetra-alcohol compound, tetraethyl lead. In the case of mercury, that's not the instance. We don't use alcohol mercury compounds at all. Generally speaking, for the reason they're just so toxic. You have to be extremely cautious if you're working with alcohol compounds of lead, of mercury rather. There was, when I did one of the degrees down at Monash, we had a group that was working on mercury, and the PhD students in that group, they had tests every 6 months right through their degree to see what their concentrations of mercury were in their blood. They're working with these alcohol compounds of mercury, and the chances of them getting poisoned are really high. So that, you know, if you end up with a sloppy student, then the supervisor's going to go to jail at the end of the day. So to cope with that, they then just analyse the students, and if things are going pear-shaped with the student, they just kick them out of the program and put them onto another project. So in the natural environment, mercury is able to be alkylated, as I said. Usually put a methyl group on, hence biomethylation is the term for that process. It happens quite readily in low pH lakes. So here we've got the process occurring in such a lake. We have got inputs from the environment of mercury 2+. We have got reactions in the water. Mercury 2+ can go to mercury 0, which has a vapor pressure and can be lost from that lake. The mercury 2+ can react and be turned into methyl mercury plus. Now, we treat in this case that methyl group there as a minus. So this thing is still looking like a form of mercury 2+. And it can be further methylated to form dimethyl mercury. Now, dimethyl mercury now is a covalent compound. It's not ionic. It's got a vapor pressure, so you can lose that to the atmosphere. The reaction's occurring in the sediment. If that mercury 2+ gets in there, then again, you can methylate it. You can dimethylate it. And that material finally could actually be taken out by a reaction with any sulfur in the sediment to form mercuric sulfide, which would immobilize it. The characteristic of methyl mercury, it's a very toxic compound, and in terms of mercury that's floating around in a water body, that's what you're going to find in your fish. So 80% of the mercury in fish then is present as methyl mercury, this guy here. Humans then, when they chomp on a fish which contains mercury, they absorb 90% of that mercury because it's in a bioavailable form. Now, the World Health Organization have got, for an average daily intake of mercury, 40 micrograms. If you get one fish which has got an averagely high amount of mercury in it, you can get 150 micrograms in a hit. So in the Mediterranean, for instance, where there's a lot of mercury pollution and there's a lot of natural mercury in the environment, people have to be very careful about their intakes of mercury. In Sydney, there was a fair bit of mercury pollution at one stage, and again, you have to sort of watch the amount of fish that you eat in Sydney because you can actually approach this limit very, very easily. So in terms of plants, mercury 2+ is the most phytotoxic metal out there.